I had to go into the maternity ward and have my daughter 45 years ago. I think the change is there to probably now. All the mothers in my time were allowed to stay on the ward for 7 days, which was good. It gave you a rest and get used to the infants. And another thing, which I'm not sure they do now, when it was time to go home, the nurse would carry the baby all the way to the front entrance to go into the car.
What was treatment like there?
Very good. They helped you a lot. And at night, the babies were taken into the nursery. I used to hear Lisa sometimes. and they did want you to feed your baby, but I didn't want to do that. But they didn't force you either way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was quite nice. Yeah. I remember I was the eldest one in the ward. I was 28. Another memory I got is that one nurse particularly, she was lovely. She used to wear a cape, the nurse's cape, the blue and the red underneath, mm-hmm. you know. And she was lovely.
So let's move on to your time, because you did work at the QE2.
Yes, that's correct, yes.
What was your job?
I was the outpatients appointments officer, and I worked on the ground level, and used to answer phones and make appointments and help the patients go around to the clinics. My twin sister worked upstairs, on the level up there, and it used to really flummox people, because when they came down to perhaps get a cup of tea, they wondered how I got down there so quickly. It wouldn't be just one clinic running, there would be other ones as well. The breast clinic was really big, and so was the fracture clinics, you can imagine, you know, especially in the winter. First of all, there was no computers, so we had a big drum on the desk, and you just took out a big card with the actual clinic you were running. But the trouble was, if it was missing for a while, there would be a bit of a hee-ha about it, and it would always turned up. Someone probably borrowed it just to make an appointment somewhere else, you know, from the telephone. But that's what happened, yeah.
Was there like a rush hour, or was a steady stream of people coming?
It all depends which clinic it was. If it was the breast clinic, and most surgical clinics were very busy. Mm-hmm. That's the ones I do. But then you'd take them different days, it would be different clinics. Just Mrs. New, she was nice. She changed her uniforms later on. We had a big red bow here. She was in charge, yes. I was only part-time. I used to go in at 1 till 6 normally. I think the lasting memory I had was when it was the Hatfield Rail crash. It was amazing how the medical staff got so quickly assembled and waiting for the injured patients, and the ambulance were all waiting as well. And it was really impressive how they did it. They all came down to the main entrance and in where outpatients and got everything waiting for them. I think we had to just cancel a few clinics, couldn't have outpatients, and what was going on, we had to cancel a few patients that were coming in for outpatients, because it would have been too much to do, too many people. Yeah, so that was the other thing. And as soon as people arrived, they took them then through to A&E and up into the wards, so we didn't see an awful lot.
Were you ever a patient for any other reason?
I was, because halfway through working there, I got type 1 diabetes, and I was really ill. And I was taken into A&E and straight up to the ward, and put on insulin. Can't remember which one it was now. But they were really nice. It was a shock. I couldn't see out my eyes hardly. It was so high in the sugars. And I found that when I was to ask for the patients to come round to the clinic, I couldn't see their faces very well. And the nurse that was on duty, she said, "You don't look at all well. Let me take your sugars." And then they found it was high. And then I went, after that, I think I had a couple of weeks off, but then I went back to work once it got stabilised.